Hey guys, welcome to today's discussion. We're going to be going into some detail on totality, and I want to try to give a good idea of what totality actually is, or how we can perceive it, how we may experience this, or one may. I just mentioned, it's a good question on whether or not this is something we can actually experience here in third density, and I don't have an answer for that. So, or if we could even have an idea about how to even go about perceiving that. But let's get into it. Maybe some revelations will come once we get going. So this is out of 36.1. You have spoken of the mind-body-spirit complex totality. Would you give us a definition of the mind-body-spirit complex totality? There is a dimension in which time does not have sway. In this dimension, the mind, body, spirit is in its eternal dance of the present, may be seen in totality. And before the mind, body, spirit complex, which then becomes a part of the social memory complex, is willingly absorbed into the allness of the one creator, the entity knows itself in totality. The mind-body-spirit complex totality functions as, shall we say, a resource for what you would perhaps call the higher self. The higher self, in turn, is a resource for examining the distillations of their density experience and programming further experience. It is also true of the densities of 4, 5, and 6, with the mind-body-spirit complex totality coming into consciousness in the course of seventh density. So there is a session in here, the totality, the higher self, and us here in our density. It's all three points in a circle, so they're just different parts of us. The higher self serving as a resource for our consciousness here, and then the higher self can then in turn call onto the totality for a resource as well. So, moving on though, and I do want to go into a couple of these a little bit further, but this is 37.7. Does each entity have an individual mind, body, spirit complex totality, or do a number of entities share the same? It's a really good question. So, are we alone in this, or is this part of a group? Both of these statements are correct, given the appropriate time space. Each entity has its totality, and at the point at which a planetary entity becomes a social memory complex, the totality of this union of entities also has its oversoul and its social memory complex totality as a source. Okay, this is individually and collectively. Always the sum, spiritually speaking, is greater than the sum of its parts. The sum is greater than the sum of its parts. So that the oversoul of a social memory complex is not the sum of the oversouls of its member entities, but operates upon the way of what we have called squares. And what we grasp you prefer to call doublings, the doubling effect. Okay. Or squaring. Okay. When I meditate on what doubling actually is or a squaring actually is, it's more like it's like a ripple, throwing a rock into a pond and watching the ripples out. So, when one figures it out, eventually, this ripples into others. This is part of the collective. Or becoming the collective, I guess. Now, this one I'm going to go into a little bit more because they are talking about something specific here. And this is something that the totality portion of our self does. So, all right. And they're actually talking about the unmanifest itself in the form of catalyst. Contagious disease, do they play any part in, this process in respect to the unmanifested self. And again, they're talking about catalyst and finding a way to discover the self as creator. So talking about contagious diseases, these diseases are entities of second density, which offer an opportunity for this type of catalyst. If the catalyst is unneeded, then those second density creatures do not have an effect. It only affects us if we need that as a catalyst. And each of these generalizations, you may please note that there are anomalies that we cannot speak to every circumstance, but only to the general run or way of things as you experience them. And Don here is asking, do birth defects, kind of fall into this category? And Ra answers, this is a portion of the programming of the totality manifested in the mind, body, spirit of third density. These defects are planned as limitations, which are part of the experience intended by the entity totality complex. This is talking about the entity, not the collective totality. And this includes genetic predispositions, as you may call them. Okay. The totality plans for this, if that is part of it, an experience that this entity totality wanted to have as far as a limitation or something. I can only guess that, we're all up there like, I want to know what it feels like to be able not to do this, even though the rest of society can. I want to know what it feels like to have to overcome that. It's part of a willpower, overcoming this or overcoming hearing difficulties, perhaps, or the way that we appear to others, or something like that, having to do with birth defects. I want to know what it's like to have to overcome that. I want to gain that willpower or come to a conclusion that I don't have to go by the opinions of others, that I am comfortable in knowing that I myself am part of this creator and creation itself, and I'm here to do a service to mankind no matter what. So, okay, so let's move on though. Okay, here we go. This is talking about a little bit of harvest. So, 10, session 10-9. When a graduation occurs and an entity or entities move at the end of a cycle from one planet to another, by what means do they go from one planet to another? Ra answers, in the scheme of the creator, the first step of the mind, body, spirit, totality, beingness is to place its mind, body, spirit complex, distortion in the proper place of love slash light. This is done to ensure proper healing of the complex and eventual attunement with the totality being complex. To ensure proper healing and eventual attunement with the totality. This takes a variable length of your time space. After this is accomplished, the experience of the cycle is dissolved and filtered only the distillation of distortions in its pure form remains. Okay. At this time, the harvested mind, body, spirit, totality, beingness, evaluates the density needs of beingness and chooses the more appropriate new environment for either a repetition of cycle or moving forward into the next cycle. This is the manner of the harvesting, guarded and watched over by many. Okay. Totality has a lot to do with the harvesting and totality has a much better idea of what we are ready for, what lessons need to be learned, because it sees the entire cycle from my understanding. So, it knows, if we've chosen to be of service, have we chosen to be of service enough, if we loved enough, if we've radiated love enough or healed enough of our own stuff, and not chose not to project that. And instead offer compassion, offer love. It can see all of that. You got to think, though, from the earliest memories that we have from childhood, where do those memories go? Well, they didn't just leave you, they are there somewhere. So every second, every minute, every millisecond is there in this totality. Higher self, I think, plays a role in that too, but more so totality. It sees every second and previous lifetimes and everything that we've chosen and not chosen. And those memories go somewhere. They are stored in the totality. Okay. And this is in regards to General Patton's totality. If you want to read over that, I am going to skip over it just for the sake of. Of this, well, maybe not. Let's see. Okay, this is speaking of George Patton's higher self being at the time sixth density. Okay, maybe we should go over this because they do say, and this is 3610, we may know at this time that each entity has several beings upon which to call for inner support. That is important. Any of these may be taken by an entity to be mind, body, spirit, complex, totality. However, this is not the case. The mind, body, spirit, complex, totality is a nebulous collection of all that may occur, held in understanding. The higher self itself, a projection or manifestation of the totality. Which then may communicate with the mind, body, spirit during a discarnate part of a cycle of rebirth. During an incarnation, may communicate if proper pathways or channels through the roots of the mind are open. Okay. They were asking about Mr. Pat, but the answer was appropriate for everyone. That's interesting, though. The higher self is a projection or manifestation of the totality, which then may communicate with the mind, body, spirit during the discarnate part of a cycle of rebirth. Or during an incarnation, may communicate if the channels are open. Okay. So, moving on. It's asking, Don is asking whether the totality is responsible for programming changes and catalyst. A third density experience of the mind body spirit complex so that the proper catalyst will be added. As conditions for that complex change during third density experience is correct. Okay. And this is where Ra comes in and says, no, not particularly the higher self. That is the self which exists with the full understanding of the accumulation of experiences of the entity aids the entity in achieving healing of the experiences which have not learned properly and assist, as you have indicated, in further life experience programming, as you may call it. Okay. The higher self has more of a role in that. But here is where they explain, though, that the totality is that which may be called upon by the higher self aspect, just as the mind-body-spirit complex calls upon the higher self. So we call upon the higher self, and the higher self then calls upon the totality. In the one case you have structured a situation within the space-time continuum, the higher self having available to it the totality of experiences, which have been collected by an entity and a very firm grasp of the lessons to be learned in this density. Okay, yes. The mind body spirit complex totality is as the shifting sands and is some part of a collection of parallel developments of the same entity. Is as the shifting sands. Yeah, okay, because circumstances, situations are constantly changing from one moment to the next, and this totality does hold, the possibilities, probabilities of all. So, yeah, it would be the shifting sands, since things shift as needed as we kind of move through the sand. This information is made available to the higher self. This aspect may then use these projected probability possibility vortices in order to better aid in what you call the future life programming. Okay, and everything's happening so quickly, we can't even ha fathom how fast things are happening. If you can imagine, as I'm speaking to you now, what has to happen for my voice to leave my body and then enter your ears and then your brain to understand the words I'm saying. There is so much there. It has to go through bones, the air, the computer, the everything, and it's happening so quickly that we just cannot, wrap the brain around. And we often don't think, how much it takes for all of that to happen. For us to speak words is just a miracle in itself. So, and for it to become a normal thing, is another story. But for the totality to be able to shift from one moment to the next based on possibilities, probabilities, it happens so quickly down the line, and then other possibilities, probabilities stemming off of that have to shift as well. So that I find pretty incredible. Okay. This is the question is asked, but the answer is pretty awesome. So this is 10-10. When an entity is moved from one planet to the next, is he moved in a thought or in a vehicle? So I know you're going to assume they're talking about Harvest here, maybe not. But anyway, the answer to mind, body, spirit, totality, beingness is with the creator. There is no time-space distortion. Therefore, it is a matter of thinking the proper locus in the infinite array of time. And locus, loci, it's like a focus point. It's the center of the X, thinking the proper okay. There's a word for it that I'm not thinking of right now, but that's okay. It'll come to me. Coordinates, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. Thinking the right coordinates in the infinite array of time space. So by thought, you think where you want to go and voila. Okay. This is talking a little bit about harvest as far as, and we have gone over this, I think, before, but it is good to revisit it as far as what, how totality plays a role in it. But it is asking why is the time of harvest selected by so many? It's a pretty popular time. And then the final reason for this, well, first of all, there was a call, and then the wanderer dedicated itself to service and will polarize much more rapidly than possible, during this time of high catalyst. And the final reason being the totality. So, the social memory complex totality, not the entity totality, but the social memory complex totality, which may judge that an entity or members of a societal entity can make use of their density catalyst to recapitulate a learned teaching, which is adjudged to be less than perfectly balanced. This especially applies to those entering into and proceeding through sixth density, wherein the balance between compassion and wisdom is perfected. And I often wonder, it says proceeding through, it especially applies to those proceeding through sixth density. I'm like, well, a higher self resides in sixth density, so is our higher self going through a type of, harvest process here at the same time that we're experiencing all of this going on here in third density at this time? I don't have the answer to that, but it's definitely a question worth asking. I would assume my higher self is still learning. I would assume that our totality complex is still learning, as well as the social memory complex totality and the collective. So, Okay. Here we go. This is talking about. This is 37.6. He said that each third density entity has a higher self than the sixth density, which is moving to the mind-body-spirit complex as the entity is needed. Does the higher self also evolve and grow through the densities beginning with? Well, here we go. Here's my answer. Grow through the densities beginning with the third density. Does each higher self have a corresponding higher self? So, higher self is the totality, I think, is where they're going to get it. Okay. The higher self is a manifestation given to the late sixth density mind body spirit complex as a gift from its future selfness. The mid seventh density's last action before turning towards the allness of the creator and gaining spiritual mass is to give this resource to the sixth density self, moving as you measure time in the stream of time. This self, the mind-body-spirit complex of late sixth density, then has the honor slash duty of using both the experiences of its total living bank or memory of experienced thoughts and actions, and using the resource of the mind-body-spirit complex totality left behind as a type of infinitely complex thought form. In this way, you may see yourself, your higher self or oversoul, and your mind-body-spirit complex totality as three points in a circle. The only distinction is that of your time space. All are the same being. So these are just the other parts of ourselves, you know, in in totality, it says time has no sway. However, the higher self could be pinpointed as the future self of all the experience that are probable, possible, based on the choices that we are making now. And I do want to go into a little bit of the choice today. It's not going to be like a highlighted topic, but it has been a theme as well this week. So, I definitely want to bring that up a little bit. I think we've talked about it, you know, randomly here and there, but it's good to go in for some specifics. Okay, so we are all these things. We are the totality, we are the higher self, and we are us as we see ourselves right now looking around the room or outside, wherever we are. We are all of these things. Okay. This is speaking of the 95 percentile recommend mandate for the negative path. So they must approach totality, skipping over the green ray, which I think is ridiculously hard. And it's I think it's just as hard to be, you know, on the 51 percentage mandate for service to others. But I think with a certain amount of willpower and certain amount of faith and certain amount of love and understanding and compassion, we can get there much easier. Just being aware of our thoughts and our actions and not becoming part of the problem and choosing peace over chaos or fighting or whatnot. And you know, it's not that hard to just walk away, or it's not that hard to just not say anything. So, and not become involved in those type of actions. There was a time where it was hard, but we can make better choices and choose to live from those better choices. Okay. All right. And this is asking, after death, you know, if we have yellow ray and potentiation, which hopefully all of us do here now, or have moved beyond the potentiation stage of you know, moving beyond the yellow ray, the general case of our planetary population after death, would they then normally have the green ray manifested? Okay, and this is not an immediate thing. However, Ra does say the first body which activates itself upon death is the form maker or the indigo ray body. This body remains. You have called it the Ka. until Etheria has been penetrated and understanding has been gained by the mind body spirit totality, because it does say in an earlier session that I read, willingly absorbed into the totality is a major step in this whole process. Once this is achieved, if the proper body to be activated is green ray, then this will occur. If it's not, then the green ray body does not activate. And this is quite interesting. I will read this because it talks about the choices that we make have a lot to do with our physical limitations. Okay, it's asking about Mr. Roosevelt. Did Franklin place the limitations on his physical body himself? This is partially correct. The guidelines for lessons and purposes of incarnation had been carefully set forth before the incarnation by the mind body spirit complex totality. If the one known as Franklin had avoided excessive enjoyment of or attachment to competitiveness, which may be seen to be the inherent in the process of his occupation, yes, okay, I can see that. The entity would not have had the limitation. He would not have had the limitation had he not been in this occupation. However, the desire to serve and grow was strong in this programming, and when the opportunities began to cease due to these distortions toward love of power, the entity's limiting factor was activated. So maybe he made an agreement, and this totality said, hey, you've got lots of opportunity here. But if you start going down the road of love, loving power and loving this occupation and just going down that road, then you're going to be limited in your physical capabilities. And in a sense, then you have to learn from this limitation. So quite interesting, the choices that we make can end up limiting what we do can do and our physical movements and all that good stuff. Oh, so this one, they ask about, are we able to invoke the totality? Can we do that? God asks, can you expand on the answer you gave in the last session? Okay, Ra does say, when the magical personality is properly and efficiently evoked, the self has invoked the higher self. Thus, a bridge between space-time and space-time is made, and the sixth density magical personality experiences directly the third density catalyst for the duration of the working. It is most central to deliberately take off the magical personality after working in order that the higher self resume its appropriate configuration as the analog to the space-time mind body spirit. Okay, so it doesn't say you can. It's I guess it doesn't say you can't either, but when you do this invoking process, you invoke the higher self, not necessarily the totality. At least in this session, that's what they say. Okay. All right, so this is asking about the higher self's physical vehicle. Does it have a physical vehicle, or does it even have a body complex? I mean, what are we embodying? What is this embodying? Ra answers, the higher self is of a certain advancement within sixth density going into seventh. After the seventh has been well entered, the mind-body-spirit complex becomes so totally a mind-body-spirit complex totality that it begins to gather spiritual mass and approach the octave density, which is eight. Thus, the looking backwards is finished at that point. So it didn't really answer the question whether or not it's got like any type of body, but I know like the it does talk about, sixth density body is the etheric body. So, living in the ether, living Etherically. It's the best that I can explain it this time. So, let's see here. I think Don here was trying to ask about past lives, and the answer they get is, balancing karma, which is what we're all trying to do here. Okay. So moving on, let's go over this one. Let me get a drink. Okay. Actually, let's skip that one and go down to this one. It kind of explains the energy centers a little bit. Yeah, let's go over this one. I think Ra was explaining that each energy center has like a crystalline structure. So let's talk about it a little bit. Each of the energy centers of the physical complex may be seen to have a distinctive crystalline structure. In the more developed entity, each will be somewhat different, just as in your world. No two snowflakes are alike. However, each is regular. The red energy center is often in the shape of a spoked wheel. The orange energy center is in the flower shape, containing three petals. Okay, I do have a tapestry with them on there, but I think it's upstairs. That's okay. Then the yellow center is in a rounded shape, many-faceted, like a star. The green energy center is sometimes called the lotus shape. The number of points of crystalline structure dependent on the strength of the center. I assume that means the stronger the center, the more points you're going to have on this lotus. The blue energy center, capable of having perhaps 100 facets and capable of great flashing brilliance. This is the throat chakra. The indigo center is a more quiet center, which has a basic triangular or three-petaled shape, and many, although some adepts who have balanced the lower energies may create more faceted forms. Okay, but this is the basic or triangular three-petaled shape. The violet energy center is the least variable and is sometimes described in your philosophy as a thousand-petaled, and it is the sum of the mind-body-spirit complex distortion totality. Okay. Thought that was interesting. Okay. Let's definitely go over this one. This has some interesting points here. This is 5110. Immediately after the death of the physical body, you have stated the primary activated body is the indigo. Yes. Yeah. And you have stated that this is the form maker. Why is it the form maker? Donna is asking. Why do you call it that? The indigo body may be seen to be an analog for intelligent energy. It is, in microcosm, the logos. Indigo body, it is the logos. The intelligent energy of the mind body spirit complex totality draws its existence from intelligent infinity or the creator. The creator, or this creator, is to be understood both in macrocosm and microcosm to have, as we said, two natures: the unpotentiated infinity, which is intelligent, waiting to be moved, basically, I think is what unpotentiated, waiting to be moved. Potentiated means moving something. Unpotentiated is just waiting for somebody to tap into it. This is all that there is. Okay. Free will has potentiated, both the creator of us, I'm sorry, both the creator of us all, and ourselves as co-creators with intelligent infinity, which has will. This will may be drawn upon by the indigo or form-making body, and its wisdom used to then choose the appropriate locus and type of experience which this co-creator or sub-sub logos you so carelessly call a person will take. So maybe it's time to stop labeling ourselves as a person and labeling ourselves as co-creators. And then running with it in terms of service. Okay. I'm gonna skip over this one. Okay. And this is who supervises this determination of further incarnation needs and sets up the seniority list, right? I'm not gonna read all of this. I think we went over this not too long ago. As far as seniority, the seniority list goes, some rise to the top, others sink to the bottom. When an entity becomes aware in its totality of the mechanism for evolution, it will arrange the lessons and entities necessary for maximum growth. So, okay. This totality has a lot to do with harvest, possibility, probability, void vortexes. Probably works a little closer with guardians, probably works a little bit closer with angelic, or what we would call angelic forces, because this is us in an entirety of being, is what I'm got, or almost an entirety of being. So it's moving towards the allness of the creator. Okay. Okay, so this is interesting. It's asking about a negative being in regards to the totality, because totality being, in your seventh density, I mean that there really is no negative per se. I think that ends somewhere around, late fifth, early sixth density, and they all eventually come to this positive realization of, okay, well, there's no stopping now. I'm coming back to the creator. I might as well learn to serve, in a sense, I guess. But anyway, they're asking about Mr. Himmler, which, this is Heinrich Himmler of the Fourth Reich. We are assuming from this that his higher self was of sixth density, and it was stated that Himmler had selected the negative path. Would his higher self then dwell in a sixth density negative type situation? Can you expand on that? There are no negative beings which have attained the Oversoul manifestation, which is the honor duty of the mind-body-spirit complex totality of late sixth density, if you would term that. These negatively oriented mind-body-spirit complexes have a difficulty which, to our knowledge, has never been overcome. After a fifth density graduation, wisdom is available. So once you, okay, yeah, it's late fifth density. But must be matched with an equal amount of love. So love and wisdom. This love light is very, very difficult to achieve in unity when following the negative path. And during an earlier part of sixth density, society complexes of the negative orientation will choose to release the potential and leap into sixth density positive. Basically, like there is a brick wall at the end of fifth density. Yes, you can be fifth density negative, but that path ends here. And if you're going to go forward, you have to be of a, you have to have an equal amount of love, of wisdom, and just kind of flips things, so to speak. If you're going towards the creator, you can't go any further by being a jerk, basically. So, all right. The Oversoul, which makes it understandingly available to all who already for such aid towards positive. However, the free will of the individual is paramount, of course, and any guidance given by the higher self may be seen in either a positive or negative polarity, depending upon the choice. Right, we can perceive it in whatever insight in any way that we choose to, that is part of free will. Okay. Let's go into, I'll tell you what, let's go into the choice a little bit. Because I definitely want to cover that. So. Just to get an idea. I know we've gone over it. We've picked a few things out of it here and there, but I like details. Okay. So, in regards to the concept of the spirit being used as a shuttle between the roots of the trunk and the between the roots and the trunk, so the roots and the trunk. So the water has to come up from the roots of the tree somehow and make it to the trunk for the trunk, the actual tree, to be fed, right? This is a misapprehension, and we shall allow the question or consider the function of the spirit further. For in working with the mind, we are working within one complex and have not yet attempted to penetrate intelligent infinity. It is well said that the archetypes are portions of the one infinite creator or aspects of his face. They're facets, okay? However, far better to realize that the archetypes, while consistent in the complex of generative energies offered, do not give the same yield of those complexes to any two seekers. Each seeker will experience each archetype in the characteristics within the arch within the complex of the archetype, which are most important to it. An example of this would be an observation of the questioner that the fool is described in such and such way. One great aspect of this archetype is the aspect of faith, walking into a space without regard of what is to come next. It's of course foolish, but part of the characteristic of the spiritual neophyte. That is, that this aspect was not seen by not seen may be pondered by the questioner. At this time, we shall again request that the question be restated. Okay, yeah. All right. So I do agree with them, though. You know, of course, the fool looks foolish by running into a burning building to see if there's anybody in there to save, you know, but that's why I particularly care to call the fool the hero because, you know, these are the type of people that just are so into, I have to help. I don't care, you know, if I see someone in danger, then I'm going to be helping. I don't care what happens to me. You know, this is the hero. It's a hero archetype. Okay, getting into the choice a little bit. Upon the foundation of transformation of each complex, with free will guided by the root concepts offered in these cycles, the logos offer this density, a basic architecture of building and constructing and synthesizing of data, culminating in the choice. And I think I mentioned once before, it's kind of seems like it is a sum of all the others type thing. You know, we're gathering all this data from the other archetypes. And it's kind of like the violet ray being the sum of all the others. You know, is this a culminating in the knowledge we have learned up until this point to be able to make a choice, in a sense, of where we want to serve? Okay. Okay, yeah, seven for body, seven for spiritual, and those produce polarization that we experience sometime during third density cycle, right? You are correct in that perceive the content of our prior statement with accuracy. You are incorrect that you have no mention of the location of all these concept complexes. I believe we're speaking of the archetypes. They exist within the roots of the mage, and it is from this resource that their guiding influence and leitmotif may be traced. You may further note that each foundation in itself, not single but a complex of contexts. Furthermore, there are relationships between the mind, body, and spirit at the same location. One, okay, so as far as coupling, the archetypes 1, 8, and 15, relationships within each octave, which are helpful in the pursuit of the choice by the mind, body, spirit complex. Is there a archetype number 22 in each of these archetypes? So if I were to, the High Priestess, I assume we have a choice of whether to use to invoke this archetype within ourselves, and the choice would be, am I going to use this to serve myself, or am I going to use this to serve others? Same works for the Emperor. Am I going to invoke this archetype and use it for service to myself, or am I going to use it for service to others? It's in all of them. The choice is in all of them. Okay. All right, and this is asking more. And this is 7716. Since all of these 21 philosophical bases result in the 22nd, which is the choice, why is this choice so important? Why do logos put so much emphasis on the choice? And what function that choice of polarity is precisely in the evolution or experience of that which is created by the logos? The polarization or choosing of each mind, body, spirit is necessary for harvest ability from third. The higher densities do their work due to the polarity gained in this choice. Well, yeah, I mean, we're the higher densities when we do, if and when we do proceed through to the higher densities. I mean, it's all going to be based off of what we choose, whether we choose to be that the better person, a good person, a kind person, an understanding person, or a selfish, manipulating, deceitful, hateful, by means of serving self. Absolutely everything is based off of this. And I every day we have a choice to be a better person. Every minute we have a choice to be a better person. So, and every possibility that in our future is generated off of the choices that we make in our everyday life. I can choose to flip right now and be evil, and I'm going to have completely different possibilities pop up for me based on the path that I have chosen to take. Now, if I choose to continue down this road of trying to be understanding and compassionate and learning my lessons and being forgiving, and that I have a certain possibility of vortex that has opened itself up for me tomorrow and the next day and the next day, as long as I keep consciously attempting to go down that type of path. So I guess I found a way to bring in totality with the choice. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, and this is where they say, we actually weren't aware of number 22 during their harvest, and I find that pretty impressive. They were just naturally good people. So that's pretty cool. Okay, so Ross stated that there was a major breakthrough when the proper emphasis was put on number 22. This didn't happen until after Ra had completed third density. I assume that from Ra being polarized positively, probably had some difficulty that occurred prior to the veil, and the negative polarity was not appreciated. Our harvest was overwhelmingly positive, and our appreciation of those which were negative was relatively uninformed. We were intending to suggest that in the use of the system known to you as tarot for advancing spiritual evolution of the self, a proper understanding of archetype number 22 is greatly helpful in sharpening the basic view of significator of mind, body, spirit, Which are a complete complex, by the way. These three are a complex. Like your mind, body, spirit is a complex when you put them all together and realize that you are all actively all three of these. Furthermore, throws into starker relief the transformation in the great way. So, we get a better view of how to go about a transformation once we have that view of ourselves. So. I think we will leave it open for even more on the totality a little bit further in the next one. And I do want to revisit some of the history of Ra because I did not go over everything that I wanted to last time. So, I'll get back to that. Now, next week, I will be, on the road out to the Disclosure Summit, so there will not be one next week. And we'll look at the week after and see what's going on then to be able to kind of finish out these discussions here. But I very much appreciate everyone's patience with me, and thank you for joining in. At any time anybody has any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. Thank you very much.